This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The latest state employment figures are out, and the song remains the same one we've heard from legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht.
We've been in a real decline, whereas the rest of the country has not. What we need is job growth.
Louisiana's 5.7% unemployment rate, compared to the national average of 4.3%, is impacting sales tax and personal income tax collections, which together make up 61% of total state revenue. Meanwhile, Governor John Bel Edwards croons one of his regular tunes.
The fact that 80% of the corporations in the state of Louisiana pay no income tax is a real problem.
Yet despite the fact that corporate tax collections are just 4% of the state's total revenue, a number of lawmakers, like New Iberia's Blake Miguez and Shreveport's Alan Seabaugh, pushed for more concessions for business this year, reciting familiar refrains.
It's all about job development and putting people back to work.
We need to do this so we can create jobs. And if we don't do this, then other businesses are not going to come to Louisiana.
There was some pushback from Republican Kenny Havard of Jackson.
We all come down here and we give millions of dollars away to these large corporations. We have to build roads and bridges and do all the things to support business, but they don't want to pay their share.
Yet it was Democrat Sam Jones of Franklin that may have asked the most pertinent question of all.
If indeed the purpose of these were to create jobs, and I don't doubt that some of them did, but where are those jobs?
Tomorrow, we'll go looking for those jobs. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.